Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Both of my parents died several years ago, and I remember the last thing my mother had to say to me was actually a request, and I absolutely made sure that request was taken care of. My father, on the other hand, the last words he said to me weren't particularly kind, but he was sick, he was scared, I understood. But my point in telling you that is last words matter. In our lives, what we last said to someone before they leave us, and in turn, what they might have said to us, are so often memories of joy and encouragement, and sometimes, unfortunately, regret and remorse. We take these words seriously. We turn them over in our minds. We ponder them. We hold them in our hearts. And if the last words do include a request by someone we love, we will do anything in our power to make such a request happen. Last words matter. And I think if most of us consider the last words of Jesus, our minds go back to the cross. Father, forgive them. It is finished. Into your hands I commend my spirit. But as Easter people, we know those were not Jesus' last words. We know, but we can't fully imagine, the time after the resurrection Jesus spent with his friends, with those he loved. And according to Luke, the last words of Jesus aren't contained in the Gospels, but instead are found in this morning's reading from the book of Acts. It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Last words matter. You shall receive power, and you will be my witnesses. Do you believe it? Do you believe those words? Do you believe those words were meant merely for the disciples that day? Or do you think those words were directed to us as well? Because that matters too. It's important to notice exactly what Jesus says. Not you may be or you might be, but you will be witnesses. And if Jesus is talking to us as well as the disciples, as I believe he's doing, then those last words matter. In fact, they matter a lot. But they sure do make us uncomfortable, don't they? Witnessing, that should send a chill up the back of any good Episcopalian. But it doesn't have to. It really doesn't have to. It doesn't have to because telling others of our faith in God doesn't have to be loud and boisterous to the point where it threatens or even offends others. Maybe that's how the churches of our past defined it. But that's really not witnessing at all. Witnessing is most often done or seen by what we do. Witnessing is most often done through loving care, through just telling our stories, the things that we do all the time. Witnessing is less about proclaiming and more about just a phone call. A phone call or a note when a friend loses a loved one. A cup of coffee with a neighbor that you know is going through a difficult time. A visit with a relative or someone you know who's in a nursing home or a hospital. Or even a simple invitation to someone who you know is looking for somewhere to belong. But we're still not comfortable with that, are we? We're not even comfortable with that concept of witnessing. But not because our faith is weak, I think it's more a lack of feeling qualified to share that faith. And just coming here and trying to be good and faithful, that's a whole lot easier. Paul Harvey once said that too many Christians are no longer fishers of men, but keepers of the aquarium. I take that to mean that so often we get more concerned about our church than we are about touching the lives of another person. More concerned with our religion than helping others discover why that religion matters. As Easter people, we are baptized by water and by the Spirit. We are given a power to make a difference out there, to bring people to the knowledge and to the love of God through what we say and do in their presence, through the story that we share. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And after he said this, he was taken up before their eyes. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, why do you stand there looking into the sky? That same question could very well be asked of us. Why do we so often just stand there looking into the sky? Why do we spend so much time on things over which we have no control? Why do we spend so much time among those who are already part of the family of God, when there are so many people out there who just need to hear your story? When there are so many that need the hope and the feeling that we found. When so many need not only a kind deed, but are so desperately seeking what you already hold in your hearts. Are we witnesses? Or are we merely keepers of the aquarium? Do we look for a chance to make a difference? Or are we content just staring up into the heavens? It's worth considering. It's worth considering not only as individuals, but also as the body of Christ. Because as a priest, I can't tell you how much time I spend reading articles about church growth and congregational development and those type of things. There's a whole industry out there dedicated to tell you how to become a megachurch and fill the auditoriums with thousands. I'd settle for 100. But I'm convinced the church needs less in gimmicks and programs. It simply just needs more good witnesses. As summer begins and things slow down a bit, let's commit ourselves. Let's commit ourselves to making this a summer of witnessing. Because every single person here knows someone who is seeking, looking, needing. Why in the world would we just stand staring into the heavens or tending the fish in our own little aquarium? Witnessing is not hard. It's as simple as a kind word, a selfless deed, a listening ear, an invitation to explore, an invitation to doubt. It can be as simple as a phone call inviting someone to join you for church. It can be as non-intrusive as an invitation to ride on your boat for Shell Island Sunday. But whatever form it takes, being a witness is always about extending a hand. And until that hand is extended, there is no gospel and there is no hope for the world. But the amazing thing is the promise that we never witness alone. It is the Holy Spirit which enabled and guided the ministry of the disciples, and it is the same Holy Spirit which enables and guides us today to have the courage and the compassion to just extend that hand. You will be my witnesses, Jesus says. Last words matter. May we store up in our hearts those last words of the one that we call Savior. May they empower us to go forth, to reach out, to lift up. And may they give us the commitment and the courage to just go tell our story. Because there really is a world out there literally dying to hear what you have to say. God love you. Amen.